sudden this week, actually last week, I feel that we are in Chicago. The temperature dropped right there. On Monday, I've been cheated by the sunny day in Chicago. It was so bright, and I've been here for 2 years. Still, whenever I look at the window and it's sunshine and a bright sun, I just wear shorts, and as soon I open the door, oh my Lord, it's not California. I try to come to the reality that again and again, changing the season already begun. Somehow, until I experience through my skin, the temperature got dropped. I do not sense that. And then the nature law, the law of the nature, doesn't matter you like it or not. Spring comes, summer comes, fall comes, and winter comes, and go back to the cycle again. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. It is that the law, we have no control over that. And also, you guys are sitting on the chair right now. Do you know why? Because of the gravity you are experiencing. If there is no gravity on the earth, you are not going to be sitting there. You and I know how the space men and women and on our of the space, how they are floating around because no gravity. Living person like you and me sitting on the chair, walk on the ground because of the gravity. That is kind of the rules we do naturally adopt it into our system. God installed this kind of the rule into our lives. Consciously, unconsciously, we adopt it. Sometimes willingly, sometimes unwillingly we adopt it. Whenever we think about rules, oftentimes we do get the negative reaction to it. We needed to follow the rules. What kind of feeling do you have? You feel like you've been forced, right? And sometimes we are naturally following the rules, and because of that, we have reinforcement in the job, in the community, so-called policemen and women. And they are reinforcing it. In the house, believe it or not, parents, they are the one reinforcing the principle and guideline in the house to the children and to the people who lived in the house. We are following those rules. However, some people are not willing to follow it. And those people are coming to the conclusion that they needed to learn the lesson hard way. And some people, they needed to go for the consequences mode, and they needed to be responsible for, and they needed to pay for. And now driving the car is one of the challenges to abide into the speeding limit. And if you are not like me, and you are good at this, but as I have a left foot, I go. Whenever I have a place I needed to go, I just turn on my GPS and listen to her and just go for it, not paying attention to anything. And oftentimes I miss reading the speed limit of the place. Thankfully, cop has not caught me yet. So officially I am clean on the record, but I know that I needed to buy into it. Today, they said we come into the relationship, how to submit to each other between parents and children. And if we are fully in spirit of God, it is natural for us to submit to ourselves and submit to each other. Mutual submission is a natural product of the spirit-filled life. Last week, we talked about husband and wife in a committed relationship, and in that committed relationship, how we can submit to each other. Today, it is we are focused on the children, children and parents, but from the children's perspective or the area of the submission. Children, here, we just read this. It is very straightforward. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Very straightforward. right? And honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Very straightforward. Obey your parents. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Here, this commandment is coming to given to the children. I think that you and I need to define who are the children, who are the parents in here. Children are the persons who are being guided by someone. Well, actually, children are the person who are guided by someone. That means I can be your children and you can be children of some other people. Obey meaning is that's being guided by. Children are guided by someone. And children, if you are guided by someone, you are the children. Believe it or not, you and I are the children. We are guided by the God's rule, God's love, and according to the scripture we are carrying in our daily activities or daily lives. You and I are the children of God. We soon call ourselves, we are the children, we are the Christian, we are the followers of Jesus Christ. Soon we committed ourselves in that relationship. We are the children of God. You and I are sons and daughters of God. The meaning is that we are under the guidelines, a guideline of God's kingdom, God's family in here. Children are the all offspring, offspring, child, preteen, teen, adulthood, whatever you wanted to identify yourself. And all of us are the children. Who are the parents then? The birth mother and fathers are the our only parents? No. Those persons are the parents, definitely. But stepfathers, mothers, stepparents, foster parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Oh, by the way, this last week, several people in the church and I got together to celebrate Leona's 104th birthday. One of the joys she's sharing, she accomplished a lot of things. But the only thing she was so joyous about her birthday is just foreseeing to receive great, great, great child in coming year. She felt so blessed by this amazing the parenthood she can share with a great, great, great child. Can you believe this? 104th birthday, she is so alert. She is caring herself, and she thought of others all the time. Under her care, bunch of the family members will be coming into this town in this coming week to celebrate. And one of her child passed away, however, and her so-called daughter-in-law, because of, she's called the ex-daughter-in-law, and my daughter-in-law, she said that, but those distanced, related, family members are coming together. Do you know why? She disciplined the children very well. Children obey. Children obey. Obey and an honor are the two different words in here. First one says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Why it is right? Because it is God commanded us to do so. Obey meaning is listening to the guideline. And think of the time when you are in grade school, kindergarten, or preteen age year. You do whatever your parents say so. When I was teaching the little elementary kid, grade school kid, I asked them, why do you come to church? They said, because of my mommy, he shook me up. And why do you read the things what you are doing? So, for example, why do you carry the Bible? Because my mommy tell me to do so. And why do you bike such a way? And then ride a bike in such a way? And then this this little boy said, because my daddy taught me to do so. Always, little kids, little children, if you wanted to witness with me, ask the little kids and after this service, ask them, why do you come to church? Probably they will say, because of my parents. Because of my parents. But as we are in the place to teach our children, they are obeying. They are very vulnerable and they are spongy kind of people. And the people who just got married and gave birth to a child, they are returning back to church because of the education, because of the moral value. They would like to make sure that their children will be getting it somewhere. Church is seen as the place to give that kind of education, that kind of discipline, that kind of equipment. But churches, oftentimes we fail to equip our the parents, our children, how to follow, how to obey. Sometimes becoming children of God, so-called Christian, we become a headless chicken. Soon you become a children of God, so-called become a church member, become a Christian, and you just do whatever pastor says so. You just do whatever the elder in the church says so. No, it is not. That is not the way Methodist Christian we especially emphasizing on. We are emphasizing on the reasoning Christian. That will come to the honoring part. And the second portion of it, honor your father and mother. This is the fifth commandment in the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, first three is about the relationship with God, how we can follow and obey God in building relationship with God. 1, 2, 3. And the fourth one is how to build a relationship within ourselves. Probably it looks like I see the little bit of a puzzling face it is in here. I guess if God's number of things that we can review, the Ten Commandments is in here. First three is honor God, do not misuse, do not worship any idol. And then the third one is do not misuse God's name. Those are the God-related commandments we receive. This one is rule number 1, 2, 3, top three in God's family to obey by the children of God. That is how we are building relationship with God. And also, the fourth one is how to build a relationship within us, which means keep the Sabbath day holy. Just resting on your day off, do nothing is not the keep the Sabbath day holy things. Sabbath day means mind, body, and soul. You need to recharge yourself. Coming to church, probably physically, it is another work day for some of you guys. But is that you are recharging your spirit, recharging by the presence of God and presence of the brothers and sisters in the congregation. It is a Sabbath day, remembering God more physical in a vivid way in worship. It is a Sabbath day. Sabbath day is for you, not for anyone else. Refreshing, recharging yourself. And then the next one is starting fifth. It talks about how to build a relationship with other people. The first one is honor your father and mother. Honor your parents. If we do not teach our children how to honor our parents in the home, they are not going to honor other people. Let me change the word honor in here. According to the dictionary, it is about respect. Respect the value of others. Respect the value of the parents. When the children coming into the teenage year, they start to create or form their value system. And then the obeying part is a kind of a forming stage of the value. When they come into the teenage year, they start to think by themselves and they start to reasoning things by themselves. Sometimes that stage of the children, they think that they know everything and know everything smarter than anyone else. So they do not pay attention to how human they are. And our parents in the house, we need to teach them how to respect parents. Not because the parents knows everything, they are perfect persons, not because of that, but because of the love and the value, core value they have in the house, love. Parents sacrificially, they give themselves to the children because of that core value, love they have towards the children. They can encourage children to listen to them, honor them. And it is kind of a little bit awkward that the parents say, children, respect me. It is kind of awkward, right? But you need to get over with this awkwardness in the conversation. You need to teach them. Your children are not just to be loved by you, but they need to be taught by you how to respect you. You as a parent, you as a grandparent, you as a great-grandparents. They need to be taught by you. Unless you are teaching them how to respect you, they do not know how to respect teachers in school. They do not know how to respect their friend who carries a different value. The different value mean for them is wrong. They are hitting each other. They are kind of acting out each other. They are arguing each other if they do not know how to respect the different value systems. We as a church, we are teaching what we are hold on to in this church in Christian kingdom. However, we are teaching people how to respect, honor your parents. Not because blindly listen to and obey, especially teenagers. We are not telling people, just listen to your parents. Do you think that they're going to listen to it? Parents of parents of teenagers, you know, they are not going to listen to you. Reason with them, and the parents also, by respecting them, you can earn the respect too. It is a mutual thing. Children, you need to honor your parents. Since this congregation, in this service, we have grown-up children more than the teenagers and children, I would like to share one thing with you. Believe it or not, you're going to be aged. Respect your aged parents. The way you interact will teach your children how to respect elderly parents. You someday. Do not just assume that you're going to be young forever. And also, when you respect older people in your community, in the church, they will learn how to respect older people, regardless of the different value system. Probably they are not going to obey everything what you said. Probably they would like to reason with you sometimes. But still, with your life, you can teach your children how to respect you and others. Here, this passage said that honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Do you want your children to be abundant and prosper and have a well-respected life? Then teach how to honor you. Not because you are great or you are perfect, but they need to teach them. And by submitting ourselves and respecting our elderly people around us. This week, I would like to challenge you. If you have not called your elderly parents for a while, please make at least one phone call. Tell them you love them and thanking them for giving you the life you are living. If your parents already passed, like me, pick one of us here. Take them out for lunch or dinner. Tell them tell them how appreciative you are for their life in your life. And if you are able, go and visit a nursing home or a convalescent home somewhere. Tell them, even for the strangers you never met, tell them their life is worth it on the earth. Give them a handshake. Do not let them be alone. Do not let them be lonesome. You can make a huge difference by being a good child of God to the elderly people around you. Several times that I regretted about my teenager year when my hormone got acted out and it acting out towards my mom. When she said it, you better to be home by certain time, I said the things I should not said. Thankfully, my mom forgave me. But I didn't know that she forgave me right there because of her love. But in her sickbed, it was a burdensome for me. So I told my mom, I'm sorry that I said such things to you. She said, it's all right. Our parents are so forgiving. Our elderly people in the congregation, in our lives, are so forgiving. Sometimes they are not reasonable, I know about it. But still, because of their contribution to the life on the earth, we are who we are. When we look at the history, we got to appreciate them more. So again, this week, I am challenging you and encouraging you to make a one phone call or take someone out to lunch and dinner. Tell them how precious life they share with you in Christ's name.